I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. There will be an increased presence of law enforcement on Lovington school campuses for the next few days after a threat to student safety was reported at the Taylor Middle School on Wednesday. That, according to Lovington police, an investigation of the threat is ongoing. A two-vehicle crash just outside of Wink last Thursday resulted in multiple fatalities, including the death of a Hobbs woman. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, 35-year-old Mary Bell Padilla was a passenger in a 2017 Ford F-250, which was traveling south on State Highway 115 and struck head-on the driver of another truck, which was headed north on that state road. There were a total of 9 people involved in that accident. 4 were killed and 5 others sustained life-threatening injuries. Woodlands, Texas-based Ring Energy announced it had acquired the Permian assets of Stronghold Energy 2, operating for about $168 million. The acquisition includes about 37,000 acres of oil and gas development, mostly in Crane County, Texas, also in the Eastern Midland sub-basin of the Permian. After a state district judge ruled on Tuesday that Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin vacate his seat, they didn't wait long to show him the door.
And I'm getting a call from our county manager here, Pamela Heltner. She's telling me that they've already been into my office and confiscated my computer and changed the locks on the doors.
The district judge ruled that the attack on the Capitol was an insurrection and that Griffin's participation in it disqualified him under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, also known as the Disqualification Clause, bars any person from holding federal or state office who took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and as an officer of any state and then engaged in insurrection or rebellion or gave aid or comfort to insurrectionists. So now, who will appoint the new county commissioner?
The governor. The governor, Michelle Grisham, will hand select who she wants to represent the people of Otero County.
The decision by the judge also bans Griffin from ever holding federal, state, or local office. Griffin says he will appeal. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.